With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The president meets with GOP officials over talks to send more money to Ukraine as Republicans continue to push for tougher border security measures.
While President Joe Biden's national security team sought to underscore the importance of unlocking Ukraine funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to push the White House and Senate negotiators on immigration measures that go beyond what some say Biden is willing to accept.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine, but the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that there was large agreement amongst the attendees that Congress needed to act on both Ukraine and the U.S. border.
I am more optimistic than ever before that we come to an agreement. I put the chances a little bit greater than half now.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate Homeland Security Committee held a hearing to discuss the Cyber Safety Review Board. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Witness Tara Wheeler with Red Queen Dynamics told the panel the CSRB
should be a critical line in our defenses against Chinese and Russian government cyber attacks.
But is in dire need of independent and full-time investigators, just like those at the NTSB.
If the NTSB worked like the CSRB does now, NTSB investigations would be conducted by the FAA administrator, the chief pilot at Boeing, and the chief revenue officer of Delta Airlines.
The CRSB was created by President Biden in 2021 to investigate cyber breaches by foreign governments. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. military launches another wave of missile strikes against Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen, marking the fourth time in days it's directly targeted the group. Central U.S. bracing for more bitter cold. The National Weather Service says an Arctic cold front will be plunging into the U.S. starting today. This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, the United States has the blood of many on its hands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pope is not backing down on his order that Catholic priests bless same-sex civil unions. Speaking in an interview with an Italian talk show, the pontiff doubled down and insisted that the Lord blesses everyone. His order has sparked remarkable opposition from church leaders. Africa's bishops have united in a continent-wide refusal to implement the Vatican Declaration, and individual bishops in Eastern Europe, Latin America, and elsewhere have also rejected it. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson maintains a hardline border position following a White House meeting Wednesday focused on an immigration agreement demanded by Republicans that could unlock aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Speaking to reporters after the negotiations, Mr. Johnson noted that Republicans must insist the border is a top priority for them. Speaker Johnson stressed that his position on a border deal has not changed after the meeting with President Joe Biden and other congressional leaders. The speaker insisted that changes at the border are a must for Republicans, adding that they understand the importance of Ukraine funding, but the status quo is unacceptable. Edwin Mora, Washington.
In Texas, the Governor Greg Abbott reelection effort received what it calls the largest single donation in Texas history. Jeff Yass, a Pennsylvania billionaire who's an avid proponent of school voucher programs, donated $6 million. More at SRNnews.com.